And now we'll see a presentation given by Lars Müller and Ralf Haferkamp, both from Novel or Novel Suse. What's actually the... It's still both. Yeah, so... and both long-term employees at Suse on Linux as a client in a Windows environment. So the complete opposite of everything we've heard up to now. And I think that's going to be quite interesting. At least if the technical problems this time can be solved.
Yeah, hello, welcome to, and thanks for still being here. It's mostly at the end of the conference, and we will talk about Linux client integration in Microsoft Windows environments, in particular into Active Directory services. And most of you might ask, why are people working for a Linux vendor care about integration of a Linux system into Microsoft environments? And so it started with a request from the product management. So they ask, if we do a client system, it should be able to integrate this system in Microsoft environments. And I really got impressed by some data I read 3 or 4 weeks ago when Apple introduced... Hello, Jeremy. Welcome. I really got impressed by some data, some statistics I read in the German Süddeutsche when Apple released the boot prompt tool to install Microsoft Windows systems on x86 Apple hardware. And this reality, which looks like this, yeah, and out there are really more than 95% Microsoft percent operating systems, client and server. And what I did with the data is I just kept all the stuff lower than 1% out, and you see, so Apple is at the moment, I don't know the source. I have to research what Süddeutsche use as a source, but from their data, more Apple systems are at the moment installed than Linux systems. But more important for us is that there is a huge installation of Microsoft systems, and in enterprises, in particular in enterprises, there will be Active Directory and other domain controllers from Microsoft. And therefore, from my point of view, there's a huge motivation to integrate a Linux desktop system even into a Microsoft environment, as this might allow customers to migrate from Windows desktops to Linux desktops, even by keeping their Active Directory or keeping their domain controllers and keeping their centralized administration of users.
Yeah, I don't need this. The basic, to have a product working against Active Directory, to have a Linux client working against Active Directory, some basic requirements need to be met. And these were the mandatory goals that we tried to solve. We had some optional goals as well. Lars will talk about that later. The first thing you of course have to do is successfully join the domain, exactly like Windows XP joins the Active Directory environment. We have to join the Linux client to Active Directory, and we also wanted to have a real single sign-on experience. That means you enter the password once and can from then on use every Windows service that is Kerberos enabled and access it without entering your password again. Of course, name service switch integration, resolving usernames and user IDs has to be done. And one other requirement that we wanted to have to be solved is the integration with the display managers. On Windows, on Windows, when logging in, you can choose a domain to which you want to log in. There's a little pop-up window or something like that. And we have integrated this into KDM and GDM as well. So you can select a domain, from the set of trusted domains and log into that domain.
So the next topic is more about details of the mandatory requirements for authentication, and these topics are starting with seamless PAM integration. So our intention was that the PAM winbind should be integrated into the PAM stack and provide all the information, for example, the translation from the Kerberos errors to the PAM errors and get them into the applications, like, as Arif mentioned before, the integration of the trusted domains in the display managers. We want to display if there occurs an error in the PAM stack, for example, the password is expired or whatever, yeah, and that means seamless PAM integration. Also, it was a goal to get WinBind, PAM WinBind Kerberized, which allows us as a Linux desktop system to behave like a Microsoft XP, as Rolf explained before. So the last point is that we like to have account policies, which allows us to if we require a password change, to say, okay, we need a complexity of a password, a minimum password length, which allows us to set and use the logout restrictions. For example, if you typed in 3 times your password wrong, that you get locked out at that time.
Now I'm going to show the basic architecture we were using trying to solve these problems, and this is a very rough overview of the architecture we were using. You see here the Active Directory, and well, the central part of our client is a WinBind daemon. I think Jerry already talked a lot about this in the tutorial and so on, and the WinBind daemon is using various protocols to talk to eDirectory, mainly Kerberos, LDAP, CLDAP, connectionless LDAP, and I think MSRPC and some others. WinBind itself is used by the PAM stack. PAM is handling the authentication, and PAM WinBind especially is doing the authentication for the Active Directory clients, and this is talking to WinBind to do the authentication against Active Directory, and for resolving user IDs and usernames and so on, the NSS switch. So the NSS WinBind module is used. And well, since we are doing Kerberos, we also create the normal Kerberos credential cache is created, that all other applications that are Kerberos aware can authenticate against Active Directory. That makes browsers, mail programs, libSMB client applications like Conqueror and what's the name of the GNOME?
Nautilus.
sorry about that.
We know GNOME applications.
yeah, and the other central part are, of course, the PAM clients that do the actual interaction with the user. So the login program for the console, or GDM and KDM for X authentication. WinBind was enhanced with an offline cache, so that in case the machine is disconnected from the Active Directory, the user can still log in, as it is on Windows. And two protocols I've left out of this architecture overview, and that is DNS, which is a real important part of the picture. If you want to be a member in Active Directory, you have to use the DNS that is running on the Active Directory, otherwise you will get into problems. And another important one is time synchronization. The time between Active Directory and the client has to be in sync, otherwise Kerberos authentication will fail. I guess you, many of you know the clocks hue to grade error messages and something like that.
So Rolf already mentioned some of the features which are in our suggestion we made to the product management. We named as supplementary requirements, and one of these supplementary requirements had been WinBind offline mode. And for Windows XP users, it's just too simple. They are part of the domain, and they can still authenticate offline. For a Linux user integrated into any kind of directory, as soon as you disconnect the system, you are disconnected. You, some of you might say, okay, if you are disconnected, you are disconnected. You get what you paid for. But as I think one of the popular things I learned at SysSambXP is bug for bug, feature for feature. And yeah, so what we like to get is to have a Linux desktop integrated into the Microsoft environment and allow a user to unplug his laptop, to start the laptop at home, and to use cache credentials to authenticate. And that's the work done with WinBind. As Rolf before showed in the picture, we have an offline mode. So many people will think, "Sys bastards, store passwords in clear text on the hard disk." No, we don't. So what we have is we have a hash password which is stored in a TDB locally. So that's nothing different to SMB passvd. So we use the same hash. And we have a clear text password in memory. And so...
Sorry?
Ah, yeah, and we have the commitment already from Jeremy to fix this. No, so what we will do first is to ensure that this password never will get swapped out. But the most important news for you at Samba users is you don't have to fear to use WinBind. By default, offline cache credential stuff is off. So if you update to the next stable release, you don't have to fear to get Günter Deschner's work as a security hole on the system. Most of this PAM integration stuff is done by Günter Deschner, and unluckily Günter is not here, and that's the reason why Ralph and me are together as a failover solution here. So yeah, it worked well. So my laptop is not able to boot Windows 2003 small business server in VMware. So luckily we can use Ralph's laptop. So WinBind offline, back to our topic. So what we have is by default the cache credential features are off, and you can enable it, and what you get is that a hash is locally stored, and the password is kept in clear text at the moment in memory. We'll change this. And this clear text password at the moment is used if you have to refresh a ticket you requested. So at that moment, we didn't saw, when we implemented this, when Günter implemented this, we didn't saw a different solution. We will solve this and not have the clear text password. So even if somebody gets a memory dump, we'll not be able to get this clear text password. So that will be addressed, I think, not in 3023. It will be addressed in the next release. But there is, from our point of view, that's not a big risk. So important thing is that WinBind offline mode is in our default installation with SUSE Linux. The offline mode is triggered by the network. If your network interface is turned off, in this moment we use SMB control to inform WinBind, hello, you can go offline. And as soon as we plug again the network, we send again a signal and say, WinBind, go online. But it might happen that you turn off your computer, unplug, and plug the network cable at home. So our interface detection, online-offline stuff, or doesn't detect that your network card is going off. So in addition to this, we have a mechanism in WinBind detecting, oh, I can't reach my domain controller, and falling back in offline mode. And as soon you go back the same way, you turn off your computer, unplug the network cable, plug it in the company corporate environment, and then you switch on your computer. Again, the case that the link lost and link got is not detected. So even this case is then detected by WinBind. This can lead to maybe a delay of 30 seconds if you log in, and then you are informed, sorry, you are now in offline mode, and yeah, so. Also, a supplementary feature is file access, Kerberized file access. This is solved in libsmb client, so as soon as you use Conqueror or Nautilus to browse the network environment, you directly can access your Kerberized services without password. It's a single sign-on we like to have. Steve, SIVs, that's your part. Yeah, so Steve just talked, I think, today about implementing Kerberized authentication inside the SIVs kernel module, and this really would be nice if you could do this. So a different problem is Michael Swede. Oh, I shouldn't start with this. So printing is not a problem. Printing works great, but not Kerberized. So for printing, we need some enhancement. And at the moment, we have lack of authorization forwarding inside CAPS. So if you have a default installation, as we do it by security reason, running your CAPS daemon not as root, your CAPS daemon calling SMB spool to print to the Microsoft print service is not able to catch the Kerberos credentials from user foo, as CAPS is running as user LP. So that's security, yeah? And this leads us at the moment to the solution or the suggestion to users, if you like to have printing, allow public printing, but we will try to address this with the service pack and at least with the next release.
Sorry, we have a horrible time.
Don't mention it. So Ralph suggested to me, Lars, please don't start a printing flame war, and I will follow this here. And I even will.
Otherwise,
not
I will.
So, have you go? Yeah. Go, yeah. So. Yeah. Oh, great, just, yeah. So, should I say something? Oh, no, you're too far. Sorry.
I will. I have a microphone here. Something I didn't mention when I talked about the requirements, there was, of course, also a requirement to have the possibility to join a domain via a user interface, graphical user interface. And for SUSE, this means Yast. And this is a screenshot from Yast during installation. You can select to choose Windows domain as an authentication source, and then you immediately get this screen where you can enter the domain name and check. This says create home directory on logons, so this will enable the PAM MCAR home gear module to immediately create the user's home directory upon logon. If you disable it, you have to take care by other means that the user's home directory is created.
Yeah,
we
so
don't currently support home directories on SIVs because of limitations of the SIVs mount module and other limitations limitations of the desktop environment that creates files with special names that are not supported by SIVs and so on. This has to be fixed in the future. And also here's a checkbox for checking for enabling and disabling offline authentication.
This is
a check, but the default is it's also disabled in the installation.
And you should mention that you can also browse the existing
service. Yeah, we by intention didn't mention this, as this was code from mine and doesn't work always. So so we have this browsing function, but it only works if you have the services in your local collision domain. So for broadcasting, therefore, and usually an administrator should at least know the domain name of the domain he tries to join a client, and therefore I think that's not a big issue.
Yes. Okay. Now we will try to demo a bit of this.
Yeah.
I think there's still some
time. Yeah,
there's
a bit of time, so we started 5 or 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
Maybe not, maybe 15.
Okay. Half an hour. We have set up in Windows server here. It's Windows Small and Medium Business Server 2003. I have a few users in here, and here's another virtual machine which contains the SUSE Linux Enterprise desktop. I will switch this to full screen. Where is it? It works. This is the latest beta version of the SUSE Linux Enterprise desktop, and well, here you see our changes to, this is KDM. GDM looks very similar. Here you can select the domain. If you join multiple domains or have trust relationships to multiple domains, all these trusted domains are shown here. There's a special domain local, which represents the local users in etc passwd, for example. So I will just log in as a user John on the Samba XP demo domain. Because this is for Ember, it's a bit slower than on a real system, but I think we can live with this. This is for the demo.
Unluckily, this booting image is not powered by XGL. We would love to see if the window bubbles something and whatever. I think that's really an enterprise feature and we need this. Yeah. I think I should go.
So, just to show you that this really did a Kerberos authentication, I will issue a klist command to show you the Kerberos tickets. So here you see the ticket granting ticket. Sorry?
Yes, we did it for you.
And, well, let's try to access the Exchange server on the Windows machine via Outlook web access. For this, we need a web browser. The Exchange server is this one. And now you can, well, this will take some time. Now you can see, well, you can't see yet. Now you can see the client fetched the HTTP service ticket and will hopefully load in some time the Exchange Outlook web access page here. Yeah?
And somebody in chat received sending an evaluation to
us. So what you see here is we are using KDE as we are old European guys. If Jeremy, yeah, I know Jeremy, if Jeremy would make the demo, we would see GNOME. So we are not only dual-headed here, so we are dual-headed with the desktop environments. So what we try to do is to have this feature as much as possible in both desktop environments.
But actually,
and my question is more specific, because I looked at the code in there, it's horrible.
Actually, the evolution doesn't support this yet. There's some support in contact for this. It works to a certain degree, but it's still very experimental. But the evolution part, it can access Exchange via WebDAV, but it doesn't support Kerberos authentication. That's the current state. Firefox does support, Spinego, but you have to hand configure some stuff. You have to add your domain to a whitelist. You have to explicitly allow the Kerberos authentication in Firefox. For Conqueror, this just works out of the box. They do this whitelisting for some security reasons. But it's really paranoia. It's
highly frustrating.
So what we like to see is to make it for our users as easy as possible. So each additional configuration we need is for an end user, it's a no-go. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
so, Ralf.
Network browsing, so, of course.
So, we still have 5 minutes at least.
So
we started 5 minutes later.
Here we
so
can,
sit down, please.
Here we can...
Because we were looking for the power script.
Ah, yeah. So,
here we can.
We have just two additional slides, and I will just show here. So we will skip the part demonstrating that the pump stack provides the error message to the display manager that works well. So there is just a simple enhancement needed for KDM when the message is very long, but you get prompted to change your password if you must change your password from the policy, and it's not only the error code displayed, but it's a message we get from the pump stack. And
okay, here is now a browsing network. I selected the domain, and here I see the server. Here's the server, and now I can, for example, access my home directory under users and see. Now I will have another ticket here for accessing the shares. So that's pretty well integrated into the desktop. So I'd just like to show one more thing, that's the offline feature.
I think we should go to so offline. It works. Yeah. So believe us, we are Germans.
Whatever you want.
I don't name Adolf. What I intended to say is we don't announce something which is not implemented. So my common joke is we implement to perfectionism, and we end with implementation 3 days after the company was closed. I think it's more important for us that we continue with the open issues we have.
Slides.
With the slides, yeah. So there are several open issues, and the most important for me is the issue of the home directory. So Ralph already mentioned that we didn't use the server directory as home directory as we intended to have this as an offline possibility. But if you have a Microsoft XP system integrated in the company directory, there are syncing mechanisms. And that's one important thing where we are still not sure how to solve them. So yesterday, Walker mentioned Coda or something to use, and we thought about getting some PAM module which does synchronization from the home directory and back from the laptop system, from the mobile system to the server. Yeah, so this circumvents any problems with non-POSIX file system attributes we need for GNOME and KDE. And yeah, so machine count password changes. I don't get it. What was the problem with the machine count? They are not changed permanently.
It's possible on Active Directory to define policies when the machine account password has to be changed, and this is currently not implemented in WinBind. WinBind doesn't handle these policies or doesn't allow to change the password automatically. So this is something we still need to do. It's already, in our mind, it's not too hard to implement, I think. We already have, because of this ticket refresh infrastructure, we already have a kind of event system in WinBind where you can trigger specific events at certain times and so on. So that's not such a big issue that has to be fixed.
So localization is still an issue, so we need localization in the NetUtility. So at the moment, the error messages we got from the NetUtility are English only, and even we thought about PAM localization. That's also still an issue. So this is for Unix here.
Sorry? Currently, we don't support the services for Unix ADAP attributes in that Microsoft enabled by default, I think, with the last with the 2003 R2 release. Is support for this has to be integrated into the YAST module, for example, to use this for ID mapping. Group policy support is not implemented at the moment.
Yeah, roaming profiles is. Yeah, we have something like we mentioned before with the PAM module, which we might solve with the PAM module. logon scripts. So there had been an implementation for logon scripts using logon scripts included in the batch files used for logons for Microsoft system, prefixed with a comment sign, pulling them out and removing the comment sign and then applying them on Unix systems, but that's too hacky, yeah, so there might be some other solution. And last but not least, so this is available for you already. Buy it, SUSE Linux Enterprise Desktop 10, and pay Jeremy, Ralph, and me, and you can access precompiled packages for all SUSE versions by SysUri, and soon, so that's my fault, so the intention was to have this committed today, is we have WinBind documentation about all this stuff, which we grabbed from our paper we made internal to Samba subversion, docs subversion, and last but not least, question and answers.
What exactly are the credentials you are caching for this offline login, the type of the hash?
Yeah, so it's the usual hash we are using in SMB PassVD, for example. So nothing special. It's so.
Yeah, it's a. It's the same as when you add a user with SMB PassVD to the SMB PassVD file. It's the same hash.
Steve.
The problem of password lockout and being able to notify when passwords expired is really important. I'm wondering, since both NFSv4 and CIFS and probably other places can potentially get errors back that say, you know, passwords, credentials are expired, is there a notification mechanism in WinBind? You alluded to it briefly, a notification mechanism in WinBind to ask it to, if refresh doesn't work, to pop up a KDE or a GNOME pop-up asking for re-entry of the password. Do you know if there's any facility for doing that? Because basically we need a common mechanism that allows KDE and GNOME to get screen real estate, prompt the user when it's impossible to refresh the password otherwise.
There's nothing yet implemented in this. We have this in mind. There needs to be some infrastructure to from the WinBind daemon or other daemons, whatever, to trigger a pop-up message on the desktop environment that re-authentication has to happen. But at the moment, WinBind also handles the case when the ticket is not renewable anymore. As it holds the password in memory, it will automatically get a new ticket. It will do a re-authentication. But it would also be desirable to have this integrated into the desktop environment so that there is a pop-up. Please enter your password again, your session has expired, or something like that.
Two questions. First, the password change dialog. Does it exist?
Yes, it does.
Display manager level, yes.
Also in the desktop environment, but also in the display manager, yes. If it expired, you will get prompted, please enter a new password two times, and then...
Yeah, about the login scripts, I would suggest that you maybe implement Kickstart on a Linux side. Since Kickstart is not actually DOS shell scripting, but it's an abstract language, we do stuff like net use, whatever, and set time. Maybe it would be easier to implement than a generic shell environment, because you have a very specified and limited set of commands you then would again choose those that make sense on a Linux environment.
I think trying to implement a batch shell on the Linux client is a project that suggested, but might be looking into something like this or doing something like providing bash scripts via the login script. But trying to implement a Windows shell on Linux isn't going to work. Yeah.
And do you know when the missing features that you mentioned in the end will be supported?
We have another presenter waiting, and we already took 10 minutes.
I'm sorry. I know it's a very interesting topic, and I like to have this discussion, but our schedule is just too tight for that. Thanks a lot for this presentation and the work you're doing.